Here's a thought I'll title 20 Times a Variation, and it's basically a takeoff from what I was discussing yesterday when I said that for me to really understand a photograph, I need to look at it probably 20 times or so, so that I really own it, so that I know what it's about deeply rather than what I get from just a glance. Well, it occurs to me that exactly the same thing could be said about places or subjects where I go to photograph. When I go to photograph a place, I get all excited about it, and I pull out my camera and I photograph up a storm. But I've learned over the years that those images are often not very, well, I won't say they're not very good, but they're not very deep. They tend to be what Joe Lipka calls the compulsories. They're the obvious ones. It's the ones that anybody would photograph because they're just right there in front of you. They're so obvious that you can't not photograph them. But that's not the best way to approach a subject. That's not the way to really connect with it on a personal level. That's not a way to connect with the subject and to make a photograph that is deeply felt and that might have the possibility of deeply affecting others who see it. For me, I could stand there in front of a subject for hours and maybe not necessarily see it any more deeply. Sometimes, yeah, okay, fine, that works, to work it for a period of time. But more frequently than not, I find I have to go back to the same place over and over again to photograph it not just once, but maybe 10 times, maybe 20 times. And each of those visits, I'll see that subject in different light, in different weather, in different seasons, in different moods. I'll be different. I'll have the knowledge of what I tried and either succeeded with or tried and failed at the last time I was there to photograph that place. So for me, repeatedly photographing the same place over and over is the path to get to deeper photographs. The risk, of course, because there is a risk, there's always a downside. The risk is that if you go back to the same place over and over and over again, you can find yourself making the same images over and over and over again. And that's not necessarily productive or interesting or useful. But if you go back to the same place over and over again and push yourself with each visit to see it differently, to see it more interestingly, to explore it from different angles or different photographic techniques, maybe even different equipment, maybe different vantage points. Push yourself to connect with the subject more deeply. A good example is photographing at a river. A river is going to look pretty much the same every time you go there. Maybe the water's up a little bit, maybe the water's down a little bit. Maybe there's some big clouds, maybe there's not big clouds, but more or less, you're going to end up with a photograph of a river, and the two obvious choices are a photograph of river with long exposure, lacy water, or a photograph with short exposure and frozen still water so that you can see every droplet. But are those the only options? Maybe there are other ways to photograph that aren't so obvious that other photographers haven't tried. Maybe getting your camera down at water level. Maybe shooting it with your drone from up above. Maybe using ICM techniques. Maybe using long exposures while dialing the zoom so that you get some movement techniques. I don't know. I can't provide the answer. All I know is these are the questions that are worth thinking about. When you are at that river, what is your response? And is it the same as it was the last time? Or is it different because you're different? And if you are different and the river's different and the weather's different, then maybe it demands a different photograph. Hopefully it does. Sometimes we just can't go back to the same place 20 times and photograph it. Travel and whatnot are expensive and we have limited time. But when I have the opportunity to go back and re-photograph in a place that I've been before, I always jump at that opportunity because I know in those subsequent visits is where I'm likely to do work that's more personal, more meaningful, less obvious, less cliché, and I'm likely to be rewarded with an artistic challenge that's more meaningful.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.